Hey folks, it has been a very long time since the last time I dropped an episode. I have to confess that I've probably recorded four or five since the last time I released one, and I just never published them after listening to them again. I just wasn't happy with my tone or the rants or whatever. Felt like it just wasn't a good use of your time. Anyway, going to try this again. And mainly what I wanted to talk about was a lot about the waiting. It seems like we're just waiting all the time now for something to happen, either prophetically, politically, whatever. We're certainly just watching and waiting. But the more immediate thing that I want to talk about is recently I watched some Trey Smith videos, God in a Nutshell guy, Kim Clement. And I was aware of Kim Clement's prophecies and quotes, I guess, for several years now. Knew the content, and more of this year I had seen them a little bit more content and was just wowed by what I was seeing and hearing. And so I spent more time just diving in. And I'm at a point now where I don't believe there's any way you can refute that what Kim Clement was speaking, that God had spoken to him, and he appears to be completely sincere. This was like 10 plus years ago or more, some even 20 years ago. But the content that he's talking about and the specifics that he goes into without mentioning Donald Trump, even though now we can look back and see that, good gracious, a very, very good match on what he was talking about being Donald Trump and the circumstances and things that he would go through in his first term. And it's hard to be skeptical of what Kim Clement was talking about. And Kim Clement didn't have any idea. Most of the time he said, I don't even know who these are about. To me, it makes it more authentic, or the probability that they are authentic, in that you can't, and really this includes Bible prophecy, that you can't predict a time when something is going to happen, or really even with great detail what or how is going to happen. You just have a general idea, and you can only know once those things have occurred, and you can look back and see, oh, okay, that's what was going on. That's what was written or spoken of in times past. So in the same way, some of these, when you look back and 10, 12, 15-year-old 20-year-old prophecies that Kim Clement is talking about, you look back and there's no way they could be applied to anybody else except for Donald Trump's presidency and the events that went on. Some haven't occurred yet, and that's what kind of adds this, I don't know what the word is, but this period of waiting that, at least for me, I'm still looking for late 24, 25 as the potential start of the 70th week. And I'll say after that, after the 6th day is 6,000 years, 7 days, 7,000 years, if the 70th week doesn't start relatively soon in the next, in the next decade, I'm not sure what the next pattern it is that we would look to, because I'm not aware of anything else out there that someone is a big proponent of, like, Jesus is coming back in 2057 because of XYZ. I'm not aware of anything out there other than the 6th day is 6,000 years pattern. And there's a lot of circumstantial evidence to back it up. So we're kind of waiting, and all of them, I think I'm aware of maybe 5 or 6 different ways in which people support their six-day theory. And of those five or six, there's probably half of those that are just awful logic that they pull numbers out of left field to make their theory match. So at a very high level, I agree with them, you know, because they're all landing like in this 2030, 31, 32 time frame as far as the end of the 70th week. But the only reason I'm in agreement with them on that is because the other two or three theories that appear to be much more scripturally or reasonably logically based off of some scripture, the two or three are just hand jamming stuff in. They'll, you know, again, I go back to, you know, how you'll hear preachers all the time. The number five is the number of grace. And where does it say that? Tell me anything. I mean, I kind of get the Trinity is three, you know, that's kind of natural, but you know, and maybe seven is the pattern of completion or whatever, but you know, they'll just start making stuff up on the fly. And all it takes is one guy to say it. And then it's true for every other, you know, the next preacher and person who's presenting some theory. So, that's where a lot of these theories are. They're just so made up on nothing. So, but the two or three look legit. So I'm still in the 2024 fall, 2025 spring-ish 6-day pattern. So that's where I am waiting. I'm still going to work every day and doing my thing. And I'm still a pre-wrath guy, six seal, but I still try to listen to everybody until they take me to a point where it's not worth listening anymore, where they just depart completely from scripture, or they start making stuff up and things like that. So I'm open to everything. If it's a new argument for a specific case that I am currently not supportive of. Back to Kim Clement. I would encourage you, you know, you can Google for House of Destiny and find a Rumble channel. I think there's a YouTube channel. If you just want to get directly to his prophecies, you know, you would look for Trey Smith, T-R-E-Y-S-M-I-T-H, and he's on Rumble and YouTube as well. And he's also a great aggregator of this content. So the haters of those who call anyone who is a follower of Jesus and is concerned at all of politics are branding all of the people in that category as Christian nationalists, and they just need to go find something else to do. The haters. No, I don't want to hear politics preach from any pulpit, but you absolutely need to vote. And they've got all their reasons for why, you know, yes, our citizenship is in God's kingdom and everything here in the flesh is secondary, but everything in the flesh is also a lesson to be learned. And we're not just biding our time for 70, 80 years. I mean, they're making cases in the absolute that you cannot apply. It's helpful to know, but you cannot apply those in the flesh because we are responsible to make good, wise decisions. And if you don't get involved, let's follow their conclusions all the way to the end. If you're a follower of Christ and you don't vote and you're not involved in politics, then shut your mouth when a man wearing a dress is teaching your kindergartners, because otherwise, how are you going to prevent it? You've got to be involved at the lowest levels all the way up, wherever it impacts the most. Obviously, it's lower, but we live in an age where our national federal government is dictating all the way down to the ground due to money and the strings attached to it. So you have to vote every single person out who is dictating what is happening in the closest, tightest circle to you, around your kids and schools and you know, everything we've seen in the last 10 years, we've certainly discovered it's because of the people we put into office. And I'm guilty as anybody in thinking that there was two parties and all that. We're well aware now after 3 years now that the uniparty is the biggest majority, or was, at least it is in office. But here is where we have got to unite across all lines, all national, all cultures, all races, nationalities, whatever, however you want to divide people by distinction. We all have to unite as American citizens and vote for the best for your neighbor's sake. If you love your neighbor, then vote what is best for them. And that is probably going to be conservatively. It's going to be libertarian, smaller government. Less is best. Take care of our own communities and live in that manner. Like Paul always said, you know, pray for your governors and kings and whoever you're under. But we live in a country where we're not servants to a king. We, and this may not apply to everybody in the world, but we are responsible in the United States for our own outcome in government, because it's us. It's the guy that lives down the street next to you that you've elected, that we have elected. And if they turn out to be a loser, dirtbag, turncoat, treasonous, whatever, or just ill-equipped to do the job, then we need to put somebody else in there. And then they don't need to stay there forever. We need to rotate them out so that there is no greater benefit to serving than delivering pizza. Saw a clip from Glenn Beck just a week ago where the top 20 people, he had it blanked out, but it was like 25 or 30 people who outperformed all the experts on Wall Street by like 200%, you know, like from 50% up to 200% above the greatest stock pickers and hedge fund guys and all that. And they were all congressmen and senators, obviously. I mean, of course they were. It's such a joke. So for those, the media, I'm not concerned about. I don't care anybody in the media. They don't even know what they're talking about anyway when they use the word Christian nationalist. What they're doing is taking it from Christians within the church who are criticizing anyone who is libertarian or conservative within the Christian community. That's who they're criticizing, and that's where they have lived for the last 10 years. So they're saying, they're whining because they see the ship is turning. I don't know. Maybe they're just closet libs. I don't know. I don't know their motivation, but they are certainly down on, quote, Christian nationalists, because all we want is a small government who stays out of our lives. They won't come out and say they disagree with that. They just rant and rant and rant with the hate on anyone who is politically active or just says that they vote and it doesn't agree with them. So I say again, follow their logic and you'll end up with grown men in dresses in kindergartner classes, and you got no say in it. So you have to have a say in it. It's absurdity our uninvolvement brings. So with that, short and sweet, sorry it's been so long, but again, I tried. I just didn't feel like it was worth even coming to you. But the takeaway here is go listen to Trey Smith's videos on Kim Clement, or wherever you want to consume them. It makes me wonder, he has been so correct in a half a dozen, so direct that there's no disputing that he was speaking truth, but he also has things to say that have not come to pass yet about greater days for America, like the auto industry and new energy and all kinds of stuff that you'll see that predated Q, and there are certain things that are hinted at in Q, the Q drops, that You know, you can go back and listen to what I think about Q. I mean, it's obviously there's some disinformation in there, but there's obviously some truth in there. And again, you can't predict. You can only look back and confirm that there is truth there. But the commingling, the crossover of what Kim Clement was talking about in future days for America, where there would be a great restoration, maybe it's short, but a tremendous restoration of our country. If we are on the verge of the 70th week, being 24, 25, or maybe a little bit later, man, we are right up against it. And again, if none of those things happen and come to pass, what's out there next to look for? Not that we're always on the hunt for a prophecy fix. I mean, I've been through that period before, long ago, but when you see that there's legit patterns to be mindful of and watch privately, I'm not sure that I know of anything beyond the 6 day, 6,000 pattern to be on the lookout for. So you let me know. Email me if you are aware of anything. You know, 2048 is the next big watch event. So until then, maybe it's 6 months from now before the next drop. But till then, God bless you. See ya.